Good.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site. If you enjoy this program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a whole list of things you can do that will help us get on more radio stations and get into more people's ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your calls here, I think Stephen is still with us in Virginia. Stephen, you are looking for a job, and what you're finding is that a lot of these corporate jobs you're possibly considering applying for have these mandatory drug testing requirements. Are
yes.
you still with us? You are.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, sir.
So you said you had no problem quitting weed. You've been smoking cannabis for a long time, and that it you don't find it physically addictive. And of course, studies show that it's not. Some people,
but everybody else will tell you. You know, the drug warriors will tell you otherwise.
Well, some people have a proclivity toward being addicted to things that they enjoy. But no,
they
could
be addicted to a bowl of ice cream every night.
They could be. Have some tonight. But you aren't addicted. You quit, no problem. How long has it been now for you since you had your last puff?
Oh, it's probably been, I don't know, 2 or 3 months. I mean,
wow, okay.
I can't say exactly because you know I'm not keeping track. Once I got 30 days from the last time I used it, but I was only using it occasionally. I mean, it wasn't an everyday thing.
Yep.
But here's the thing. On my resume are the three words, clean, drug, screen. Now, despite the fact that I've got that going on, and I've got 5 safe driving points, excellent references, no criminal record, none of that, I still am having trouble finding a job. I'm 44 years old, so I'm not quite over the hill yet, but it's difficult. And I guess
what
I want to say,
like up there in or down there in Virginia,
it's pretty right wing. But here's the thing.
The unemployment rate is right wing?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You said the unemployment rate. I thought you said how is the situation on marijuana. Actually, the unemployment rate is actually not as bad as other states. We actually have pretty good employment. I mean, I do have a couple of jobs right now, but they're not in my trade. It's because there's problems with I'm in civil engineering, which is construction-oriented, a land surveyor. But I just wanted to say that this is a pretty right-wing state. But here's the thing, guys. You know, I was very uncomfortable with the Bush regime. And, you know, now I'm really uncomfortable with the Obama regime. You know, Obama promised not to let, you know, medical marijuana dispensaries and stuff like this get busted. And the feds are still going around doing it. So
surely,
as far as I'm concerned, that's a broken promise by Obama. And it pretty much doesn't matter who's in control. I'm uncomfortable with Obama. I was uncomfortable with Bush. It's just the way it is. But, you know, I've listened to these right-wing people like Bill O'Reilly and Bill Bennett and Sean Hannity, and these people are, like, totally anti-marijuana, and yet I'm kind of on the Tea Party patriot side now, whereas before I sort of sided with the left. But the left, I mean, the right has this whacked out anti-marijuana mindset, and then the left kind of has like an anti-freedom mindset when it comes to, say, gun rights. So I'm sort of a centrist in the middle. I wouldn't call myself a libertarian. I'm more of a, what you would call a conservative constitutionalist, but my conservatism doesn't go into marijuana, you know, anti-marijuana mindset, because it's just stupid. I mean, I'm of the generation where...
What would you say? I mean, you sound pretty liberty-minded to me.
Yeah.
What would you say that the issues are you disagree with libertarians on? And libertarian, I mean somebody that... let's just hear what you think.
I can't say that I disagree with the libertarians. I really can't. I mean, I can't really think of any issue. I disagree with the far left, and I kind of disagree with the far right. I'm a centrist, and I think I am what most Americans are. I think I'm the majority of Americans. And here's the thing, guys. You know, it's Friday night. I'd love to take a couple puffs. I know where to get a bag, man, even here in Virginia. I mean, I've known for years. I know where to get it. But the thing is, I can't take a puff on Friday night. Now, that being said, here's the other thing. Me and some friends of mine years ago, when times were really good, I had a Harley Davidson, and we'd go out and we'd go ride. And what we'd do is we'd stop by, we'd go ride, and we'd stop and have lunch somewhere, have a couple of beers, yeah, have a couple of beers. And then after we stuffed our bellies with some good food and had a couple of beers, soaked up the food, soaked up the beer, we'd go and smoke a big fat joint of Kind Bud, really good stuff. And then we'd go riding. And I want to tell you right now, I didn't have a high tolerance to marijuana, but we never had an accident. And so as far as I'm concerned, the marijuana affects driving ability is a myth. And I can prove
absolutely.
That it's a myth.
Well, you know what? Beyond your case study, you can actually I think it was the Australian Department of Transportation years ago did a study, and it's since been duplicated, where they do find that statistically marijuana-influenced drivers, if you will, drivers that are high on marijuana.
These are experienced marijuana smokers. It's important to point this out.
You shouldn't do it first time out. You shouldn't drive your first time using marijuana. But, yeah, if you've done it a few times, you're probably all right. And, in fact, they find that the marijuana users are as safe, if not statistically and significantly amount more safe than sober drivers. They chalk that up to the
they drive too slow.
The idea that they're just being being more careful.
How fast am I going, man? This feels like a rocket ship.
This user knows they are using a product that could theoretically impair them, and so they're willing to essentially adjust their driving ability to be more careful in order to compensate for any sort of perceived problems that they may be having. Whereas somebody who's been drinking, for instance, they in many cases, if they've had enough to drink, they believe they are just fine and it's no problem, and so that results in some undercompensation that could kill them. So,
right.
Absolutely right. It is relatively safe, but like Mark said, if you're new to cannabis, probably not such a good idea.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't recommend driving after your first time of using. You need to get used to it. But the thing is, you know, we'd go have a couple of beers, and then we'd go and eat, and then we'd go smoke, and everything was fine. It was always fine. And I believe, now I had thought that was a UK study, although maybe it was Australia, but I heard that the people who were stoned drove slower and hit less cones on the course than the people that were straight. Now, you know, I mean, it's a myth about it affects motor skills. America is so entrenched in myths that you have people who actually smoke marijuana and use it talking about how people shouldn't drive and use it. You have marijuana legalization advocates and decrim advocates talking about, well, you should not drive. And I mean,
don't think you should drive simply from the public, sort of the perception aspect. If you get into an accident, and anybody can, whether you're sober or not, and you've been smoking marijuana, and then for whatever reason it comes out, you are screwed. And that's the reason that I don't believe you should drive, because everybody believes otherwise. You're going to have one heck of a time going to that court case where you're charged with vehicular manslaughter, DWI, or whatever it is that you've got, and trotting out this Australian study where it says, oh, no, really, they drive better, and trying to tell that to a jury of old people who are just want to get home and empty their colostomy bags. I mean, you are done for at that point.
Yes, I agree. And actually, any kind of accident, if they find out that you were using marijuana, they're going to blame it on the pot, whether it's that. I mean, it could be an accident out in the woods if you happen to be hunting. I mean, but the thing is, guys, there's a lot of myths associated with marijuana. We haven't had the studies in America like I guess they did in Australia or the UK, wherever it was. And, you know, we need to have those kinds of studies. But the fact is that, you know, I'm just tired of the right and their crap about it. And I'm kind of tired of the far left type of mindset on, like, say, guns and stuff. So really, I guess, I don't know.
I know where you're coming from, man. I've been there, and that's where I came from. It was seeing that the two parties are just two sides of the same totalitarian big government coin.
Yeah.
They just all have different ways that they want to control people's lives. And I found the Libertarian Party for a little while, and then I realized they're no different, really. I mean, they were for a little while, but they've been since taken over by the Republicans, basically. Kind of, they're like the Republican lights now.
Right.
And so I just don't feel like there's any real hope from the major political parties at the national level, which is why I made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get together with other like-minded people. And we're having some amazing effects up here. As I mentioned to you earlier, before you got on the phone with us, Cannabis Culture Magazine has run a feature article at CannabisCulture.com about the marijuana decrim movement, the marijuana freedom movement up here. It's incredible. I highly recommend you go take a look and go to FreeStateProject.org.
Check out Porkfest, Stephen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Cannabis Culture is a great magazine, too.
Can you hear that? Can you hear it?
It's very annoying.
I hear it.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing? That hissing?
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
You can't hide from it.
Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus. Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
Quietus is all-natural, chewable, quiet relief.
Quiet relief so I can work.
I now get a full night's rest. Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners, which we've had some new Shriners added here today because, well, we should have done it a few weeks ago.
By we, you mean you.
Yeah, we, yeah. As in those of us.
The royal we. The editorial, yeah, exactly. You know, we dropped off the money as planned.
We as in
I don't want to take responsibility for the mistake that I made.
We as in those who are on this program, those who are part of Free Talk Live. But yes, I am responsible for, and I was going to take responsibility, Mark. Thank you. I'm glad
I gave you the opportunity.
You could actually probably go in and approve the Shriners, too. What? But anyway, there's...
I don't have any idea how to do this.
There's a new feature on our website which makes becoming a Shrine of Female Listeners participant much easier. Of course, the Shrine is something that that we put up years ago on this program to show that ladies actually listen to Free Talk Live. See, there's this common thought within the talk radio business that, and it's backed up by evidence, that talk radio is listened to overwhelmingly by males. And so we wanted to show the radio industry and people that pay attention to that sort of thing, program directors, that, hey, women listen to this show, and not only do they listen, but they're willing to prove it by validating themselves, by showing in their photo or video that they submit to our website that they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. And so we've been taking submissions from our lady listeners and putting them up on the website. Now it's even easier. Now you can go create your own account on the website, which many of you already have, which, of course, allows you to submit show prep ideas and stuff like that. But you can also create your own Shrine entry. And then basically you upload your own video, or you link to your YouTube version of it or whatever. You can't actually upload the video. You link to it from one of the video sharing sites and or upload a photo, either of which is validated, proving you listen to the show, and then it goes into a little approval queue. So then I come along when I get a chance to do it. I'll do it on a weekly basis now. I just hadn't done it yet this year. So I went in there and I approved the waiting ladies. So we've got, I think, 4 brand new Shrine of Female Listeners participants up on the Shrine today. And, of course, you can get the latest on when these things happen by going to news.freetalklive.com and go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see the Shrine of Female Listeners and find the necessary link so you can join the Shrine if you are one of our lady listeners. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Research shows that a 1-year-old will learn twice as fast as a 2-year-old. These early years represent a critical time in your baby's life, and this is absolutely the best time to teach babies to read. We got my son a great kit called Monkey See, Monkey Do, and he loves it. You can get it at babyreadingkit.com. I recommend this for your child. It's babyreadingkit.com. Today, Laura and I were, you know, Jack was watching the Monkey See, Monkey Do videos, and we were very surprised to see him say the word, or hear him say the word, octagon.
I mean, that's a big word.
Yeah, I mean, she just pops out with octagon. It was, you know, there's shapes in this thing, and mm-hmm. that now he seems to know that.
Can
word.
You show him an octagon and have him say that?
He says it before they say it says it when they say it on the video. So he
memorized it.
Yeah. I don't think he's quite ready to, see a list of shapes and say, octagon.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
This is how one starts.
Start bisecting the octagon and measuring the angles and all that. He's not quite
not
that
there
far.
Yet.
I wonder, yet. Is an octagon half... It's a regular octagon. I gotcha. Thank
right.
you. An octagon is... A regular octagon is kind of like the police or the stop sign thing.
Well, yeah,
but is an octagon just an eight-sided shape?
Right. Correct. It can be any. That's just a specific... kind of octagon
would be
because each angle and each side are the same length or angle.
So octagon is to quadrilateral as square is to regular octagon, or vice versa.
A
quadrilateral, isn't that a
didn't
four-sided?
You didn't do very good on those intelligence tests, did you?
No, what are you talking about? I don't understand.
Is it called a regular octagon? Or?
I think it's called regular.
It's been so long, and I have no real use for public school
right,
math.
Right. Math in general, I really, you know, once you get to adding and subtracting and multiplying, that's
right.
Pretty much where I am.
I still think you're wrong. Can you give me your analogy one more time, Mark?
Okay. A regular octagon is is it quadrilateral? No, a
quadrilateral is a four-sided shape.
Yeah, quadrilateral, yes. As a square is as a
stop sign.
Regular is to so it's yeah, an octagon see. Is to, so an octagon doesn't have to be regular or specific. Is it?
It's
what
an
I'm
eight-sided
saying.
Shape. It's an eight-sided shape.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes.
So a quadrilateral and an octagon are the same, and then a square and a regular octagon.
You mean a symmetrical octagon?
Okay, is that the term?
Well, I don't know if regular is it means anything.
I think regular is what that means.
I never heard that before, but okay. Then again, I haven't been in geometry.
Right,
class
I know there is a
grade.
Term for it, for any kind of shape, whether it's a pentagon or a hexagon, and when they're equal sides and equal angles.
By the way, since we're talking about corrections here, just to make sure that everybody understands, earlier our caller was talking about K2, which is an herbal smoking blend. I suggested it might have been herbs and a synthetic. I was correct about that. According to Wikipedia, K2 is an herbal smoking blend made of herbs and spices sprayed with synthetic cannabinoids. So the material you're smoking, the plant matter is not what's getting you high. It's the spray down of the synthetic cannabinoids, notably JWH-018, which mimics the effects of cannabis. And some places they've begun, like in Kansas, to ban the sale and possession of the active chemicals. However, most of the country, K2 and its ilk are still fully legal. So there you have that. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Mike in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Hello.
You're on the air, Mike. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm kind of a new listener, and I love the show.
Welcome,
I just
sir.
Wanted to ask Ian.
Yes.
I heard you say last week, maybe it was, that you used to be of the mindset that violence was the answer, and now you're of the opposite mindset. And I
That's
guess I'm
correct.
Kind of maybe where you used to be. So I'm kind of curious to know, you know, how you came around your current view. Maybe you could lay out, you know, what brought you there.
It's a good question. I used to have fantasies about defending one's freedom in a violent manner against the aggressors of the government. And then I moved to New Hampshire. And I joined the Free State Project, and then I made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And finally, I wasn't alone, and I wasn't hopeless anymore. I think that's probably the number one factor as far as what encouraged me toward more of a peaceful mindset. I also kind of started to go down a more spiritual path. I had been an atheist, and I kind of went a different direction in that way, and I'm a panentheist now. But I think the most important aspect was down in Florida, which is where you live.
Mm-hmm.
I was living in Sarasota, Florida, is where I was born and raised. And even though there were hundreds of thousands of people in the area, there were maybe only 5 to 10 people coming to the libertarian meetings in the area. And there, of those 5 or 10 people, most of them really weren't doers. They really weren't people that were out there actively doing anything for liberty. So really, I could pretty much count on myself and maybe a handful of other folks to help me out if I really twisted their arms and jumped down their throats to try to get them to do something. So I really felt like it was hopeless. The whole idea of achieving freedom felt like it was hopeless. But when I came up here and I was surrounded by others, and it wasn't really that, there weren't really that many people here when I made the move here, but there were enough to make a difference, enough to where you could get 5 to 10 people to come out in, you know, 24 hours notice to pretty much anything you were trying to do. And we can continue this discussion here in moments. More with Mike and violence. We'll talk about it.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, LIV52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough.
What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates, and use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. You don't use the code FTL, you don't get the first month free at HostGator.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We've got Mike on the line in Florida. Mike says he's a relatively new listener to the program. He heard us talking about transitioning from belief in violence to, as far as solving the problem of this overarching, always intrusive, oppressive government, to the solution of peace and nonviolence specifically, and what was my personal path. And it really, I think, was mostly moving to New Hampshire and actually having hope regained, because I felt whenever I would think of violence, whenever the idea of are you still with us there, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So whenever I would feel hopeless, or I would read some sort of news story about, say, the feds coming in and raiding a cannabis one of the cannabis dispensaries in California, I would start fantasizing about, like, hiring private guards to stand at the front door who would, you know, risk their lives for the cannabis dispensary and having a shootout with
gunned
the DEA.
Gunned down in a blaze of glory.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know.
I mean, can I just say, though, it seems like, I mean, it seems like maybe it's a false sense of hope, maybe, because maybe you're isolated there now in New Hampshire and surrounded by, you know, freedom-loving people. But what happens when they come banging at your door up there, you know?
Well, let me continue here. I will answer that. What will happen, et cetera. Hang on one moment. So I would think of these violent things, and it was simply because I didn't really feel like there was anything else I could do. I felt like, man, this is it. I'm just going to have to take a few of them out before they take me out, you know, that kind of mentality. What would happen up here would be, well, I've come to the conclusion that it also just doesn't make sense. Not only do I now have hope, but yeah. I've thought on it further, and I've come to the conclusion that not only do I have hope now, but it's also pointless and counterproductive toward my ends of wanting to achieve more liberty to engage in violence. And all you have to do is look at the examples of people who've engaged in violence against the state agents, you know, go and pull up the video footage of the guy with the killdozer over a...
But those are isolated examples. If you look at the history of the world, I can't really think of too many examples when the power has been returned to the people without some sort of violence.
Well, just because it's been done that way in the past doesn't mean it needs to be done that way in the future. And I also feel like morally... resorting to violence is essentially lowering myself to their level. That's their tool. That's what the government does in order to get its way. And if I do the same thing as they are willing to do, I understand it'd be in self-defense and all that. There's all kinds of justifications.
Yeah, it seems like you're going to a gunfight with a knife, you know?
Oh, no. I'm not fighting. That's just it. I'm done fighting.
Well...
Mike, are you familiar with the independence of the country India from the United Kingdom?
Yeah, I thought of the example of Gandhi, and you know, it's a great example. But there are a couple of different factors with that scenario that don't really apply to us. Number one, there was a foreign power within their nation, so maybe if there was a similar example to that of a foreign power being, you know, an oppressive force in our nation, people might stand together. Like,
how about the civil rights movements of the blacks in the 60s? Or the Russian government falling in the early 90s?
But they did use violence, though.
There was a certain amount used, and I'm not, you can't, that's the thing about this, is you can't control everyone's actions, but you can control yours. You can't get,
right.
You can't foment other people being violent either. Why? Because most people are doing okay still in the United States. They've got television sets, they've got cars, they're not emaciated walking around playing the xylophone
right.
in their ribs.
People don't become dangerous until they have nothing to lose, and
right.
I think that that's the case in India, you know, or in the case of the civil rights movement, that the people were so oppressed that they got to the point where they had nothing to lose, and that's when violence ultimately becomes the answer.
So we're,
and
we're,
I just
we're currently
see us going
in a situation.
Down that road inevitably. It seems, you know, history repeats itself, and I can't really see any other outcome here coming up for us. I mean, I just really can't.
It doesn't matter whether or not you can see the outcome. And I understand your reticence. I've been exactly where you are, saying exactly the same things. I don't think this can happen from a nonviolent standpoint. But if you think that that America is going to end in a bloody, battle, why in the world wouldn't you?
Did you just say that you don't think that this can happen without? I'm sorry, I misheard you.
At one point, I was sitting where you are and saying the same things that you were saying. Now I've changed my mind, and if you think that America is going to end in some kind of bloody, terrible revolution, why wouldn't you take a certain amount of steps in order to return America, get some freedom for people in America by just picking up and moving, was my thought process. So I picked up and moved for the Free State Project. And
you can only do that for so long until there's nowhere to move to.
Well, so I'm not going to make the first move?
No, I'm saying it's a great start. I mean, it's a great, you know, it's a great escape for the interim.
I'm not escaping. No, I'm not escaping. I'm going someplace strategically to make a stand because other people are going here too.
So New Hampshire is the last stand?
Well, I
think so.
I personally don't have a weapon. I am not going to be fighting anyone in a last stand situation.
The last stand for liberty? I mean, in this country?
I can tell you, Florida is not the last stand for liberty.
I'm trying to make my way up there like a lot of other people are.
Great.
And I can the situation that I found myself in, and still find myself in, especially on days that I have too much caffeine, which pretty much is any caffeine for me, I find myself, you know, like going through scenarios in my mind where the feds or the government people are coming up the driveway, and I've cut some trees down over the driveway, and I've got the 50 cal there, you know, taking them out. I go through these fantasy situations, or have in the past, and they don't bring me anywhere that's good. So what I've decided
well, no,
to do is
I agree books. That in the immediate, you know, in that immediate situation, it wouldn't. But it just seems like that they do not respect anything but backlash.
No. That's what you know. What you're missing is what they want is backlash.
Absolutely.
They feed
yeah.
on that.
We'll take out two or three cops. And or I would, or whomever would, the person who decided to do this would take out two or three cops, and then they would hire 50 more to take their place, 100 more to take their place. There's no shortage of people that will take on that sweet, sweet, sweet government paycheck.
Also, if you believe that, well, okay, Mark, if it was just the one guy going out and, you know, hail a gunfire,
but that's
then, yeah,
what
of
it
course.
Always is. That's what every news story is.
But
it's that one guy.
But in the violent fantasy.
It's the one guy, and that one guy is never able to accomplish anything. But you take, for example, the L.A. riots, only after, you know, they took to the streets and started rioting, do they get the city's attention?
What'd they get?
Well, they didn't get much, but they got their attention.
Okay.
Okay, so what? I got people's attention by smoking pot in public, so, I mean, you can get all kinds of attention in various different ways.
Yeah.
It seems to me that what I'm hearing from you is that, well, if we could just get enough people to do violence. Well, if you've
well,
got
I mean,
enough
isn't
people,
that how this country was born? I mean, it was born
just,
in,
again,
in violence.
Again, argumentum ad antiquatum is what you're using there, is because it happened
it's,
this way
it's
in
a
the
true
past.
Argument. If you could get enough people with guns in their hands to stand up to
right.
the government people,
but
you'd be in fine shape.
Get,
but you're not going to get it.
But
no,
if
no,
you
no.
could,
can I ask
you
guys,
even if you
can
could,
I ask
wait,
you guys,
on, you,
I mean,
you can.
I
hang on.
Listen
we'll,
to you.
We'll hang on to you. We'll hang on to you, okay, because it's a good conversation. But if you could get enough people together to do some sort of violence, again, you don't get peace through... Hang on, we'll bring you back.
Okay.
You don't get peace through violent means. It just hasn't happened. Those people that did violence back in the, you know, the creation of the country, they just wanted their own power structures.
Yeah, and they marched on the Whiskey Rebellion and the Shays Rebellion and all the other rebellions that went on right after the Revolutionary War.
If you've got enough people to engage in mass violence, you've got enough people to do mass civil disobedience, and that's a far more powerful way to get accomplished what you're looking for. More coming up.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables, and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. A lot of features there. We give them away, so enjoy those on us. If you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue having a conversation that I think is probably one of the most important ones that can be had, especially in the liberty community, because I think a lot of people are either where Mike is today, where we were in the past, and I think a lot of people are there, and this kind of violence is the answer mindset, and I think nothing could be further from the truth. Let's bring back Mike in Florida. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live. You're talking about how you believe that one guy getting violent with the state, well, he's just going to get rolled over and crushed, but if enough people were to get violent with the state, it would garner some attention. And I think that besides the fact that you're lowering yourself to their level, that violence doesn't create peace, that it just paves the way for a new set of violent rulers to take control, besides those points, also, what kind of attention are you going to get? You're going to get some real dangerous attention. You're going to get some real negative attention. You'll be made out to be a band of dangerous people, and you'll be made out to be a bunch of crazies. Normally, you're just made out to be a lone crazy, because, as you say, that's how it normally happens. But you'll be a cult of crazies. You'll be a militia of crazies or whatever. And, of course, you'll be eliminated as well, whereas if you were to get a group of people together to do some civil disobedience, as did Gandhi, as did the civil rights movement, then you can get some real positive attention, because then you're still around to talk about the things that you're doing and be interviewed, even if it is from the inside of a jail cell. Then you can really make some significant change.
Well, I don't know. I tend to disagree. I think in the time of Gandhi, I don't think that they had the I like to call it the prison industrial complex that we have today.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't able to lock up massive amounts of people like they are now.
No, but they could still they could still swing a truncheon and cave your head in.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, the civil disobedience has been going on here in New Hampshire, and they have yet to lock people up for, you know, huge amounts of time over it.
Yeah.
Generally just...
I think the key word there is yet. And, I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think the founders put the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights for?
Because everyone...
I mean, what do you believe the purpose of that was?
For self-preservation.
To fight back in the instances we needed to fight back, just as they had to fight back.
Yeah, and I'm telling you that this is not an instance. I'm all fine with you protecting your family from criminal attack. I think that makes sense to stop violence.
I own a gun. I mean, nobody's coming into my house.
I guess
my question to you would then be, when the founders wrote the Second Amendment, they must have had in their mind some sort of scenario in which the Second Amendment would become so, you know, quote unquote, activated. And I guess my question then to you would be, in what scenario then do you believe that they put this kind of final failsafe in for us? What scenario do you believe we would need to be in order to, quote unquote, activate the Second Amendment, you know, in order to use those arms now to
push back? I'm not in any way bound by the Founding Fathers. I would ask you this. Did the Founding Fathers intend what we have today as far as the government goes?
No, absolutely not.
Then they are flawed men who made a mistake. And so I don't feel obligated to pick up an arm in order to fight for, you know, freedom in the way that they did. What they did, they failed at. So, it could very well be that the Second Amendment was a good choice or a bad choice. I haven't any idea. Here's what I do have to say is that if you use violence, the government is extraordinarily good at dealing with violence. That's what they do for a living. They are the monopoly on violence in this world, and our government specifically is the biggest, most powerful government that the world has ever seen. So if you decide to go up against them with a Mossberg 500 and a few black market hand grenades, you are going to end up very, very quick. Even if
well,
you
we
come
also
up with
have the largest prison population
like
in the world.
If you get 1,000 guys like you, armed in the same manner, you're still going to be very, very dead, very, very quickly, and they're going to pinch you.
I don't agree with that.
They're
going to
pinch you like they
paint
the rest of these militia people. Look, the Democrat talking heads are already saying, "Look at these Tea Partiers. What more proof do we need? These are violent people. Their rhetoric should be stopped immediately." They want to silence them, and what do they use as examples? They use the violent guys as the example.
Yeah.
If you could get 1,000 people together, you'd have a tremendous civil disobedience movement that would be absolutely unstoppable, whatever issue you decided
and
to take on.
And they're not
going to
throw you in jail for years for doing
that. They don't have enough people to arrest you for that, whereas dropping a tactical nuke on your gathering of 1,000 people or whatever, doing whatever they could to crush
some
you by
napalm,
tank.
Just some carpet bombing, you know.
They've got the tech.
I hate to say it, but I feel like the state is just placating you for now. And sooner or later, I mean, the charges are going to get racked up, and sooner or later, everyone's going to be a felon, everyone's going to have a criminal record, and everyone's going to be locked up and behind bars.
They can come, and you asked me what I would do if they came into my house. I got a camera going right now. I got a camera charged up. I got my quick.com instant internet broadcast on my cell phone. I would do my best to record whatever kind of tyranny they decided to put
I mean, that's a great example. I mean, you could look to the example of that video that you mentioned on
copblock.org,
where those sheriff's deputies came in, trampled over that woman's rights.
Yeah.
And basically flipped her the bird on the way out.
Yeah, how would that have gone had she decided to pull out a gun?
Let me play it out for you. So they flipped her the bird on the way out, and basically she recorded them and threatened to sue and take them to court. Big deal. The cops are going to do the same exact thing the next time. Now,
had that scenario played out differently,
had the cops busted into her house, and she had a shotgun waiting and blew them all away.
She'd be on the run.
She'd
be in jail. She'd be locked up for life.
Right there.
She'd be locked up for life. But I guarantee you those cops would think twice. twice about acting the same way the next time they went into someone's house.
Cops end up dead all the time coming into people's houses. And the fact is they make the people in those houses look bad, like they were criminals. They found some drugs. They found some illegal guns. Yeah. They found whatever they wanted to find. I'd like to give you the example of Nelson Mandela, who did protest the police and ended up in prison for a very long period of time.
20 years.
Then got out and was president of South Africa. Now, compare that to your scenario where he says, these crackers aren't taking me alive, and he shoots a couple of them. And what is he? Just another dead black man in South Africa.
Yeah. I don't know. I tend to look to the...
Mike, I understand.
Look to the example of the founding of this nation about how...
Yeah, but you weren't around.
Grievances. We complained. We had passive complaints to the king. And it was only until they took up arms...
Mike, that may be so, but you know what? This country is not even close to that yet. You know, they are still wanting to, to eat, to watch, go home, come home, watch TV, you know, put their
feet up. I agree. You know, I agree. We're way off.
I just
think that inevitably it's going to come to that because I can't really
see
too many instances.
Why you think that way. The moneyed interests in this country or in the colonies at that time decided that it was in their best interest to be able to trade with other nations. They couldn't do that because of their contracts with England, so they needed an excuse in order to throw off the bonds and the shackles. They managed to use their money to whip up the peasantry, which is what they needed to fight the war, and that's what they did. When you can find rich people that are looking, that don't control the nation, that aren't made fat and happy by the United States government, that are willing to fund your situation,
well,
then maybe you'll have
yeah,
a United
that's
States
the key
revolution
here.
Situation.
I think the key
again.
is that until Americans have a lot, at least a majority of Americans, have nothing left to lose. I mean, all their rights have been taken away. All their money is being taken in taxes. It's so oppressive that they have nothing to lose, then I think we're going to see this violent resurgence.
Yes,
you're absolutely right. I think it's inevitable.
It's inevitable. It's going to happen if nobody gets around to educating people about the ideas of liberty. And that's the idea of concentrating enough people in New Hampshire where we're actually having some success.
That's right, because if these people who are so upset and have nothing left to lose actually take steps besides violence, take steps they otherwise wouldn't do, like civil disobedience and other things that are non-cooperative and also non-violent and peaceful, then we can see some amazing things happen. Sure, it means you might end up in a jail cell, but you might end up in a jail cell anyway. So I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. There is no reward of significance available without risk of significance. Hour number 3 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.